It's time for our Voice of the Valley today, and my guests today are Micaiah Loshi and also Diane J. Hochhalter. Thanks for joining us today on our Voice of the Valley. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks.
You got a tale or a time of tales? I was thinking of a tale of two cities. No, it's a time of tales, and it's a dance event coming up. Let's talk a little bit about it, ladies.
Yes.
This is your fourth annual, right, Micaiah?
Yep, this is our fourth annual ballet performance. We have over 50 students performing this year, ages 2 all the way up to adults. This story is about a writer who has writer's block, and in order to overcome her fear of not being able to write her first novel, she has to go back into her imaginary world and to find that creativity again, that spark that she's missing. And so that's where most of our ballet is going to take place, is in that imaginary world where our favorite storybook characters come to life, like Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, Pinocchio. This is a family event. We would love for everybody, all ages, to come to see this ballet.
Where are you going to be at again?
The Vangstead Auditorium on the VCSU campus.
That's our best venue, I think, that we can be at for an event like this. Right, Diane?
Yes, there's no place better than that. And it's amazing to watch the dancers, especially the little ones, go from being in the studio to getting on that stage, and they turn into little tiny professionals. They love it in there.
Tickets?
So you can purchase tickets at the door, or you can also purchase tickets online at ticketbud.com. You just type in our event name, A Time of Tales, in the event search, and then you can order tickets that way.
And then Saturday night?
Yep, same performance. You get to see it then. And then on Monday, May 20th, we're doing a matinee performance at 10 a.m. It's open to the public, but we've also invited Valley City Public Schools to come to it as a field trip.
You've been involved with this for years, so you get a lot of enjoyment out of this, doing this production, don't you?
I love it. I love watching the kids perform. I love how they just come alive, and they get to show their own creative style, too. We're not about being perfect. We're about showing that artistic flair in our dances, and so it's so neat to just watch them grow as dancers, as artists. This year we have one student that is performing her own creative work as part of the ballet, and then we have 3 other choreographers along that are getting to showcase their works.
Sounds like you get a lot of pleasure too and satisfaction out of teaching.
I do. Yeah. I love being the dance instructor, the dance teacher. It's always so neat to watch them grow. I've had some students with me since the beginning, and a few of them are now instructors themselves. It's just neat to see how they develop, how their passion for dance grows, their love, the bond that we all create as a studio family. It's just incredible, and I'm honored to be their teacher.
All right. Diane, anything else to add?
I think of all the years, this is the one I'm most excited about. The choreography is amazing. The energy amongst the girls is incredible. They're so excited to do this one. The storyline is super strong, and there's amazing costumes and dancing, and it's just going to be a really, really fun show to come and see.
All right, ladies, thank you for joining us again today, and thanks for sharing it with us, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. There's Diane Hochhalter and Micaiah Loshi, our guests on our Voice of the Valley.